Learning Masech, the Siyum of the Aleph from the base. The Mishnah says, Kain Gadol Mishamish Shmeine Kelim. Kain Gadol serves with 8 Kelim, Vahedit Barba, and the Hedit with 4 Kelim. Ksainis Mechmesayim Misnefes Vahavnet, Kain Hedit with Ksainis Mechmesayim Misnefes Vahavnet, Meisif Aleph Kain Gadol, Cheshav Eifin Amil Vitzitz. So the Mishnah sounds like that the 4 Kelim that the Kain Hedit wear were identical to the Kain Gadol's 4 Kelim. And both the Ksainis, Melchisayim, and Snefis, and Avnet were identical. And the Kohen Gadol has a Safa, Chesh, and Eifin, Mil, and Tzitz. That's how he learned the Mishnah Kipshuta. But the truth is, there's a machlekes about a number of Kalim that the Kohen Hedin and Kohen Gadol might have had the differences in the Ksainis, and in the Avnet, and in the Mitznefis. The Melchisayim, I didn't see any difference at all. But in the Ksainis, in the Avnet, and in the Mitznefis, there are different Shitas. See, the Pasuk says, Ksainis Tashbates, the Pasuk says in the beginning of Tetzaveh, and it says, V'shibatzta Ksainis Sheish. Rashi explains in Chumash that it means that there are boxes, that the way it's woven in boxes. There's a box-type pattern in the weaving. Now the Ibn Ezra says that only Aaron had that. Only the Kohen Gadol's Ksainis had this Tashbates, had Mishbetzais. But not the Kohen Hedit. So Ibn Ezra's parasha Sabbath parasha of Ches Pasuk Lezayin. He says, "V'amar Kosev Aksainis Ayin Betchil Aksainis Tashbeitz." But that's Aaron. Shem Shubetz is Levad. V'lo Yikain Aksainis Bonav. V'Tashbeitz Also Lechved Aaron. V'Kach Amar B'Maisa V'Idnov Es Hakasainis. He says, when it says in parashas Bekude, it says by Aaron V'Idnov Es Hakasainis. V'Kasainis. That means the Mishubetzis one. By the children, by the Bonav, it says, V'yibishem kutanes. Doesn't say ha-kutanes, kutanes. Means regular ones, not mishubatzes. So the Ezra's medayik that we only find the din of mishubatzes by Aaron, by the Kohen Gadol, not by the Kohen Hedit. The Ramban, in Parashas Pekudei, Perek Lamites, Pasuk of Zayin, on the Pasuk V'yasu asakasaynes sheish ma'asarik la'aron ulevanov, so since it says V'yasu asakasaynes sheish ma'asarik la'aron ulevanov, Nir Mikan She Kasanis Shavis Bavu Banav. Because it says one Kasanis for all of them, for Aaron and Banav. It sounds like there was one type of Kasanis for all of them. Ava Bisha Amma Bayam Shubasa Kasanis Sheish, Ubanav Amma Stam Tasa Kasanis. He's asking the Ibn Ezra's Diuk. Ki Kamana Tasa Kasanis Kamayan Iskaris. It says by Aaron to make it with Tashbates, and then it says to his children make Kasanis. Kasanis Minastam means the same Kasanis he made for the father of Aaron HaKayim. So he holds it's the same. The Rambam's also the first. Rambam Luchas Klei Mikdash Parachas Logan Dezvav says that Kaseinis Bein Shul Kain Hedya Bein Shul Kain Gadol Mishabat Sesayim Shibatim Batim Bariga. It's made from different boxes in the weave. And that's Mamish the Rambam. They're both from Mishabatis. Not like the Ibn Ezra. Now the Avnet, I mean, we had the Machlokes before in the Avav and the Afyad Veis. If the Avnet of a Kain Hedit is Sheish like the Kain Gadol, now the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, or the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol, it says clearly that the Avnet is Sheish Marzor Trails Vagom Metalai Hashani. It says clearly by the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol, and it doesn't say clearly by the Avnet of the Kohen Hedit. The Gemara is Medayik the Psukim, the Acher Oysam Avnet, Aaron Ubanav, or Vechagarta Avnet, the whole thing, the Gemara is Medayik the Psukim. So this the Rambam Paskins like Rebbe, that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedit was also Kalayim. But the Rambam is interesting. There's two kisayis in the Rambam. By the Avnet of the Kohen Hedit, the Rambam says it was rokum mitzemer, that it had tzemer in it. But the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol, there's two kisayis in the Rambam. Tzenuchas klaimidish perachas lachabeis. One gear says the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol maser reikim, the ainet daimed b'mais of the Avnet Kohen Hedit. So that sounds like that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedit was not Meiser Reikim. Avnet Kohen Gadol Meiser Reikim, the Ainet Daim B'Meiser Avnet Kohen Hedit. That's what Mishnah Melech understood. But he's bothered. Where did Ram get it from? Where did Ram get that it's a Din Meiser Reikim for the Avnet of Kohen Gadol and not for Kohen Hedit? Elamai, because when it says the Avnet Tasa Meiser Reikim, it only says it by the Kohen Gadol. Okay? So by Mishpatseis also it only says it by the Kohen Gadol. And Evanos, the Rambam says that Kasayin is Bein Shul Kohen Hedit, Bein Shul Kohen Gadol, Mishpatzei Saisa, Elamai, you can say like the Ramban, because when it says, L'vnei Aaron Tasa Katanis, it means the same Kasayin as he had for Aaron. So who would din Vasislam Avnetim? Should be the same Avnet. Mechat Hesed is no din of Meister Reikim. So he said, maybe the arm sukkim then a more mashma by ksainis that they were the same. L'mashal, the first, the passing in the beginning of the tzava, that says ksainis tashbeis misnefes v'avneit v'sisa v'tayish l'ayinu l'banav. So it sounds like the banav also get a ksainis tashbeis. Also that passing in Pekudah that we mentioned, v'yasas akasna sheish l'ayinu l'banav. It sounds like the same ksainis. You don't have that diuk by the avneit. But that's how the Mishnah Melech learns in the Rambam, that there was no din of Ma'aser Reikin by the Avnate of the Kohen Edyot, and because it only says it by the Kohen Gadol, and he's Matriach to find the difference between Ksainis, where we say whatever was by the Kohen Gadol is by the Kohen Edyot, and by Avnate we say no, Ma'aser Reikin is only by the Kohen Gadol. The Ramban is Mefurish, and the Mishnah Melech brings it, that the Avnate was also the same Avnate, the same Ma'aser Reikin. There is a Girsa in the Rambam, Rav Chaim Kanevsky likes his Girsa better, instead of so they're both Ma'aser Reikin. And that fits in with the Rambam that he says it was Rakam Mitzemer. That it was Rakam Mitzemer, that means it was Ma'aser Reikin. The Sefer HaChinuch says like this. The Sefer HaChinuch, it's Mitzrayim test. He says by the Avnei of the Kohen Edyot, the Ma'aser Reikim HaYasuyim, they were made Ma'aser Reikim, but Elohi Yidayimu Rikimasan, the Rikimas Avnei Shel Kohen Gadol. The Reikim, the embroidery, wasn't done the same way as the embroidery of the Kohen Gadol. So it sounds like, I think that the Chinuch was Geirish in the Ram, like the first Geirish, of Elohi Yimaseh V'Kemaiseh Kohen Edyot. Vein Yidayimu Ma'aseh Avnei Kohen Edyot. But the Pshat is, he didn't know it to Mishnah Melech that this is Ma'aser Reikim and Avnei Kohen Edyot is not Ma'aser Reikim. The Avnei Kohen Gadol Ma'aser Reikim, and I already told you the Kohen Edyot is also Ma'aser Reikim. The Einit Daim of Ma'aser Avnei Kohen Edyot means it's a different Reikim. What's the Makari to Rambam though is not so clear. So we have three possibilities. If the Avnei was exactly the same Avnei, the Daim of Ma'aser Vigayris, and the Ramban says that Mefurish Nalatayr, if the Avnei one was Ma'aser Reikim and one wasn't, and then the third possibility is, they're both the Ma'aser Reikim, but there was a different type of Reikim, different Ma'aser Reikim. The Rikimasa is different. That's to say for Achinuch, that the Rikim is different. Now I'm going to say over what I said in the Avav, the interesting shmooze, that the Rambam, when he speaks about the Avnet of the Kohen Edyot, Alach Aleph, he says, Avnet Rakam Mitzemer. But he doesn't say which colors are the Tzemer. He just says it's Rakam Mitzemer. He didn't say it has Tchelis Agamen and Talay Hashani. Now, the truth is, but Avnei the Kohen Gadol also didn't say clearly that it was Tchelis Agamen and Talay Hashani. Stam, when the Rambam will explain, by all the things, had a mix of Tchelis Agamen and Talay Hashani like the way Agamar explains, how the Chutim were made. But he didn't say very clearly, even by the Kohen Gadol, that it was Tchelis Agamen and Talay Hashani. So the Mishnah Melech is bothered. Why didn't the Rambam explain that the Avnei had all four minim? And he says, are you going to try to tell me the Rambam holds that the Kohen Edyot didn't have all four minim? It's just as Rakam Mitzemer is only one min, just as Tzemer who pished him. He says, Zeinai. Because the man, the Amma, Avnetesh, the Kohen Gadol, Zeavnetesh, the Kohen Edyot, there is no chilip between them. And he didn't even explain why the Avnish, that clear the Avnish Kohen Gadol has the Alad minim. But he says, Save Dover, Divir, Avnish, Shichem, Etzik, Talmud. So he buys Shver exactly. And he brings that Taisis in Mesech, the Shabbos, the Fkafalf, is Mavur, that the Avnein of the Kohen Head had all four minim. The Mekavis Mishnah says he didn't have to bother explaining. It's Mefurish Bekra. The Rambam doesn't have to say things that are in the Pasuk. He just mentioned that it's Mitzemer, and you'll understand that Tzemer means Tehel Segamen and Talay Hashani. But there's a very interesting exchange between Abtzi Hirsch Kalisha, who was a Gadol, a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kiyadua, he wanted to be Mechadish, to bring Karbonis Tzibah B'zman Hazeh, because he had Mekriven Af Mishayim Ba'is. And he wrote letters to Rabbi Kvega and Luxam Seif about it, and they both discussed it. Rabbi Kvega wrote, one of the objections Rabbi Kvega had was, you're not a big dekuna, because let's make big dekuna. The problem is, Avnei Shekhain Hedin is Avnei Shekhain Gadol, and we don't have Tchelis, we don't have a Chalazin. Rabbi Kvega says that the Rambam's mashma, that the Tchelis would be dekuna, don't need a Chalazin, only Tchelis and Tzitzis need a Chalazin. But it means Rashi and Chumash and Parashas Truma Perachafei Basak Dalin that says clearly that the Tchelis of Big Dekun also need a Chalazim. Now, Tzvirish Kalisha says that the Rambam just writes in Yitzhem Rapishim, doesn't say any the Gimel Minim, doesn't say any Tchelis of Gaman and Talah Hashani. And he says the whole Shtikal Tayyar that the Rambam, because of the steer in the Psukim, at some Psukim and Mashma, that the Avne was Sheish of the Kohen Edyon. And some Sukkot Mashman, Avne Kohen is the same as the Kohen Gadol. So the Rambam was Mechmiya that it was in the middle. It wasn't just Sheish, it had Semer. Baruch Abanav, it didn't have all the four Minim. That's what he wants to write in Shtikl Torah. But Kveika said, nah, Avad the Rambam means all four Minim. The Mishnah Melech was just bothered, why did the Rambam say it? But Avad, that's what he means. And even if you don't have Avad the way, Taisa says it very clearly. So anyway, you can't be Makriv Kavanah, it's not like Taisa. Where's the Hachron? If the Rambam, if Taisus holds you need the Chalazim for the Avnei, it also would be a problem. These Tshuvas, I think they're originally in the Sefer Drisha Siyam, but now they're reprinted in the Tzaras Hamar, Rabbi Kvegan's Tshuvas, the Tzaras Hamar, Chelakesim, and Memem, and Malif. Now there's also Machlekes about the Mitznefes, where really there are three Shittas in the Rishonim, if it was the same hat that the Kohen Gadol wore and the Kohen Hedyot, or a different one. Because the Torah calls the Kohen Gadol's hat always a mitznefes, and the Kohen Hedyot's hat is always a mikvas. Is that the same thing? Rashi in Parashat Tavis says a bunch of times that mitznefes and mikvas is exactly the same thing. And that's what the Rambam says. That the mitznefes that says by Aaron is the same mikvas that says by Banav, but he says that the Kohen Gadol is tzaymif ba kamisha leifif ala shever. Kohen Gadol is tzaymif ba like someone wrapping a fracture. Ubanav tzaymif ba kakaiva. And his sons are wearing it like a hat. So I saw Chaim Knievsky in the Sefer Derech Chochma says the Mishaleivah Shavu means you wrap it around the head. You wrap it around the head. You see, the Rambam says later Halacha Yates, it was like a big string, maybe like a big scarf, 16 amis long, about 30 feet long. So the Kohen Gadol wrapped it around his head. A lot of times, Elif Nimizet, that's Kamisha Leifef Al Hashevet. And a Kaiva means that you wrap it around the end of the middle of the head. So that the whole head should be covered. So one is wrapped around the head, Kamisha Leifef Al Hashevet, and the Kohen head, you wrapped it on the top of the head that looked like a Kaiva, like a cone on top of the head. Now the Ramban, Al-Atari, Parashat Tzavet, Perachav Chesvas, and Avav, learns the same way, but I think he's saying it a little bit the opposite. He says the Kohen Gadol was Leiv Shem Be'elyon Shebereish, on the top of the head, on the height of the head. And the Kohen Gadol wraps it around the head like somebody has a headache and is wrapping it around to get strength. I think that's the opposite of the Rambam. And he has the mitznefes is like the cone on top of the head, and the mikvas is the wrapped around the sides of the head. Balkopanim, the Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban learned that it was exactly the same thing. The only difference was, says the Rambam and the Ramban, exactly how they wrapped it on the head. The Ravid says, Ani Omer, Sheim Aseu Shazek and Aseu Shazek. It's not exactly the same. Mitznefes is Orechayim. Mitznefes is like a long scarf. And that sounds like how the Rambam learned the mitznefes. The mikvayis were made like our hats, which was like a cone, sharp on top, and they were small. They weren't the big thing that was wrapped around. Now the Taisus Shanim here, and the Taisus early in Daf Yudbeis and Daf Kafei, they learn, and this ties a few places, the Gili and Ashasi and Nafi Beis brings in all the places in Taiz and Shas says, it brings in the Riva that the Mitznefes was smaller than the Mikvas. The Mitznefes would have to be narrow because you had to have room in the tzitz. It's also a Shaila. Where was the tzitz? Was the tzitz on the forehead? Or was the tzitz above the hairline on the Makam at Tfilin? Now Taiz is saying that tzitz was above the hairline on the Makam at Tfilin. So Mamela, you couldn't have a hat on the entire head, and that's why it was called the Mitznefes. It was a much smaller hat. A Mikvas is a wide hat that goes on the entire head, because they weren't wearing a tzitz. But the Kohen Gadol was wearing a tzitz, he had to put the Mitznefes on the top of his head, and that had to be placed for a tzitz. That's Taisa Shita, and Taisa Day goes into it. If it's two different things, why did the Mishnah call it a Mitznefes? And Taisa says in the Lashon Mishnah, it's called the mitznefes. So that's the shtickel b'kitza. The ksainis is a shaila. If it was the Kohen Gadol's was mishpatzais, shailas of the Kohen Hedyot mishpatzais. Ibn Ezra says no, but the Rambam and Ramban say yes. The avnet has a machlokes tanoim. If the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was wool and linen or just linen, but on the tzad that it was wool and linen, there is a small tzad of serious kalisha thought that it maybe wasn't all four minim. But Pashas is all for Minim, like Rabbi Kvega says. But there is a shaila in the Rambam. If the Rambam is saying that the Amdin of the Kohen Gadol were Maisa Reikain and the Kohen Ed did not, or no, they were both exactly the same, or the Kohen Gadol was Maisa Reikain and the Kohen Ed was also Maisa Reikain, was different Reikain. And then we have by the Mitznefes and the Migmas, in the shaila, were they the same? They were just wrapped differently on the head. Rambam was mashma that the Mitznefes was wrapped around the head like someone wrapping a bandage, and the Migbas was wrapped on the top of the head like a kaiva, and the Ramban al Torah, I think, is saying the opposite. Or, according to the Ravid, the Mitznefes was wrapped around the head, and the Migbas is like a kaiva shalanu, like a cone-shaped hat. And we have the Riva that says the Mitznefes was narrow and the Migbas was wide because he had to have room for the tzitz. Now, one more thing that I mentioned earlier on the Hayamid days, that Taisus there talks about like this, that there's really two, the Gemara brings a drasha. How do we know that a Kayin Gadol, a Kayin, that's not wearing big dekuna is b'misa? How do you know that a Kayin that does a Veda without big dekuna has a chi of misa? So Taisus, the Gemara brings a pasuk, because it says that he wears the begadim, and then, v'haisa, lam l'kunasam l'kunasaylam, that the Zarsha Bigdayam Alayim Kunasam Alayim, Ain Bigdayam Alayim, Ain Kunasam Alayim, so male Vezarim and Azarsha Shemish is a Misa. So Taisus wants to know if we know that already, so why do we need the Pasuk by Melchisayim, Vahayu al Iron Abundam, Vahayim al Amayim al Yamas? Why do we need that Pasuk for, which will tell you that there's a Chi of Misa if they don't have Mechnasayim? There's a Dimma Yom Big Dekuna that way. So he says that the Mechnasayim aren't written in the Parsha Big Dekuna. They're only written over there. They're not written when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Malbish, the Begadim, on Aaron Ubanim. It didn't mention he was Malbish, the Mechnasayim. So the Chiyav of Ein Begdeim, Aleim, Ein Kenas, Aleim doesn't apply to the Mechnasayim. So merely you need a special pasuk in the Mechnasayim, there's a Chiyav Misa by the Mechnasayim. So we said then, the two Chiyuvim, there's a Chiyav Misa for not wearing the other Begadim, because Ein Begdeim, Aleim, Ein Kenas, Aleim, the Zarim. But there's another Chiv Misa of Mechnasayim, and that's from a Perish Apostolic. So we brought from the Tziv, and the Tziv in Hamak Dav, the Torah says, when the Torah says, Ve'elu abgadim eshet ha'asu, Choyishim ve'efin, milk, sainis, tatsis, and sefis, ma'avne. It only says seven begadim. It doesn't mention the Mechnasayim there. Why not? Because these begadim are lakachay lachanali. These begadim make him kayhanim. They're the uniform of the kayim. The Mechnasayim is not nichol on that. At the end of the parasha says, "Vasele mechnasei bad lechaseis b'sai erva." The pshat is that the mechnasayim are not lekatcha lechaneli. The mechnasayim are lechaseis b'sai erva. That's the din. So for kedushas kuna for the kiyun, that's the rest of the begadim, not mechnasayim. So male, it's very good the taisis because the mechnasayim have nothing to do with the kuna. You wouldn't become a zari for not wearing mechnasayim. You need another din misa. Stop that you're not wearing mechnasayim. The Ramban. The man pretty much says it's alatayr. See, Rashi alatayr says on the pasuk by Mechnasayim, Hakol mechusa begadim is chayiv misa. That's what you see from the pasuk that says that v'hayu alayim v'banav b'vayim almayid v'tzeisim v'lo yomus, that if they don't wear the Mechnasayim, if they don't wear any of the big dekuna, they're missing any of the big dekuna to have a chayiv misa. That's what Rashi says. The man says no. The man says the Gemara says the chayiv misa is not from this pasuk. It's from Zaris. Mechnasayim is a different chi of misa, because the kuna is not totally in the Mechnasayim. And that's why it says, V'hayu alayim v'abonav v'vayil v'maydu v'tseisai v'lo yamas. What's v'tseisai? V'tseisai, there's no aveda. The din is mitzad the din bias mikdash. Bias mikdash has to be with Mechnasayim. It's the din of kavod mikdash that the kahanim have to wear Mechnasayim, but it's not mitzad the kahuna. It's an ayadin. So we also said that, we mentioned, Abba Zemesha says this pretty clearly, that in Mechnasayim there's no din halbasha. They wore their own, they put on the Mechnasayim on their own. Siv also says that. There's din halbasha by the other begadim, like I had before. Kesed Malbisham had it, Meshach Rabbeinu was Malbish, then the Gemara explains, was the first iron, and then Banav were together. But the din halbasha wasn't on the Mechnasayim. The Pasuk doesn't mention it there. But l'chayra, you could say that maybe stamat sneis, it wasn't right for Moshe to malbush them the mechnasayim, that to come already with the mechnasayim. But you could say more than that. the Abasha was to make them Kahanim. The Mechnasayim wasn't the Kachel Kahanim, like the Nitziv says, like the Psukkah Mamavur. The Mele, you wouldn't need a Din Abasha Mechnasayim Mechlal. That's what we tied it then. This is the raid that we said then. Very Geshmak and very fits very well in the Psukkim. Thing is, this Mishnah doesn't make any mention of it. This Mishnah says it's Mishavish Vishmain Kalim, the Hedya Barba Kalim, doesn't mention any chilik between the Mechnasayim and the other big Dekunam. Now, be mashmah that there's no chilik, but you could say, good, Lamaisa, since there is a din to will the big Dekuna, so this is mitzad the din Kedushas Kuna, there's not mitzad the din Mechnasayim. The Mishnah didn't want to be mechalik between the two.